పాదశమన ప్రభు శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం 12th క్యాంటో 1st చాప్టర్
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. సో ఎస్ దిస్ 12th క్యాంటో ఇస్ ద లాస్ట్ క్యాంటో. దిస్ ఇస్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ యాజ్ ది క్రౌన్ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్స్ ఆర్ హెల్మెట్ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్. సో దిస్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో ది సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్ ఈజ్ హియర్. 11th canto describes on this mukti, how liberation one will get, and 12th canto is nirodha, means dissolution. There are four types of dissolution, and also most of the topics are the predictions what will happen in age of Kali. So in the first chapter, and this is described about the degraded dynasties of Kali Yuga. As you know that the Rajadahi Dharmasya Branir Bhavati Bharata, there is always dwindling up religious principles. So in the Kali Yuga, the dharma, the four pillars of dharma will be weak, and only one pillar, there will be only one pillar, as we have described in first canto, 16th chapter, the dharma of bull, in the shape of bull, is having only one leg. So similarly, here it described in 142, that asanskruta kriyahina rajasa tamasa vrutaha prajaste bhakya ishanti mrecha rajyana rupena. That means, in the age of Kali, the citizens governed by these low-class kings will imitate the character, behavior and speech of their rulers. Harassed by their leaders and by each other, they will all suffer ruination. Then, in the second chapter, the symptoms of Kali Yuga are described. A very famous verse is that tadasthanam dinam dharmam satyam saucham kshamadaya kalina balina rajan nakshanti ayu bala smriti. That means, O king, religion, truthfulness, cleanliness, tolerance, mercy, duration of life, physical strength and memory will all diminish day by day because of the powerful influence of the age of Kali. So, what will happen in this age of Kali is described in details. Particularly, it is said that though in the age of Kali, the age is supposed to be 100 years, but it will be again going down. In the 11th verse, it is said that Trisati Varsani Paramayu Kalam Nunan. The maximum duration of life for human beings in Kali Yuga will become 50 years. When one attains 50 years, he will be regarded as the most old person in the age. So, in the third chapter, that is Bhumi Gita. Bhumi Gita means the Bhumi, the earth, will describe how so many persons are there, so many mighty persons. They thought of conquering kings, kingdoms, etc. But all of them vanished. So there are so many, in the age of Kali, there are so many difficulties, so many problems, so many, so many dosas. Dosas means so many impurities are there. So after describing all these things, or after hearing all these descriptions of Kali, then Parikshit Maharaj is very much concerned. So he asks that Keno Payana Bhagavan Kalet Dosan Kalojana Vidharmi Santu Pachitani Tanme Bhuhi Yathamuni. King Parikshit said, "My Lord, how can persons living in the age of Kali rid themselves of the cumulative contamination of this age? O great sages, please explain, if your great says, please explain this to me." So here is very important verse. That is 51 and 52, these two verses are very important. Parikit Maharaj, because he was so much concerned, the Sugata Goswami consoled him that yes, Parikit, there are so many impurities, so many difficulties, but still then, Kaladosa Nidrajan Astihiyaku Mahanguna Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Pradeet. You know this verse?
Yes.
Yeah. My dear King, although Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, there is still one good quality about this age. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one can become free from material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom. So, Kriteja Dhyayati Vishnu, Tritya Vidudamakhi, Dwapar Paricharjaya, Kaluta Dhari Kirtana. Whatever result was obtained in Satya Yuga by meditation, meditating on Brahma Vishnu, and the age at that time was 1 lakh years.
Yes.
And we have here that Vishwamitra was meditating for 60,000 years like that. In Tetra Yuga by performing sacrifices, this five sacrifices is the Yuga Dharma of Tetra. And in Dwapar Yuga by serving the Lord's lotus feet can be obtained in Kali Yuga simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So in the fourth chapter, the four types of universal annihilation are described. So many four types of annihilation. Constant, occasional, material and final. Different types of annihilations are there. So in this chapter, there is important verses in that 440. Sansar Sindhu Madhidustara Mutitsirso Nanya Prabhu Bhagavata Purushottamasya Rida Katha Rasa Nishavana Antarena Punso Bhavet Vivida Dukha Dabhati Dasya. That one or two. Sansar Sindhu, this material version. For a person who is suffering in the fire of countless miseries and who desires to cross the insurmountable ocean of material existence, there is no suitable boat except that of cultivating devotion to the transcendental taste for the narrations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's pastimes. Bhagavatam, Bhagavata, Purushottamasya, Lila Katha Rasa Nishevana Antarena. This Bhagavatam is the boat, so to say, to cross this material ocean. So in the fifth chapter, this is about the final instructions of Sugata Goswami to Maharaj Parikit. Just like I am giving my final final lecture. So it is said, here of course there are so many important points are there. So after listening to all these and teachings from Sugata Goswami, Parikit Maharaj says, sixth chapter. In fifth chapter, Mana Sujati by Deha, Gunan Karmani Chatmana, Tanmana Sujati Maya, Tato Jivasya Sanskruti. That means the material bodies, qualities and activities of the spirit soul are created by the material mind. That mind is itself created by the illusory potential of the Supreme Lord, and thus the soul assumes material existence. In this way, on the fifth chapter, there is the final instructions of the Goswami. So in the sixth chapter, in the Parikit Maharaj says to Sugata Goswami that Ajnanam cha nirastam me Jnana Vijnana Nishtaya Bhavata Darsitam Kemam Param Bhagavata Padam. You have revealed to me that which is most auspicious, the Supreme Personal Teacher of the Lord. I am now fixed in knowledge and self-realization, and my ignorance has been eradicated. Just like Arjuna said to the Lord, Nashta Moha Smriti Labdha Prasadat Kanta. So, in the seventh chapter, there are this is the Puranic literatures. There are 18 Puranas. 6 are in mode of goodness, 6 are in mode of passion, 6 are in mode of ignorance. how these are described. Puranic descriptions, literatures. Then 8th chapter is Markandeya. Narayana says he prayed Markandeya. 8 to 10, these 4 chapters, 3 chapters described about to Markandeya, austerity of Markandeya. And he also saw the illusory energy of the Lord. And he got the boon of Lord Shankara, Shivaji. So, 11th chapter, 12th canto 11th chapter, it is described about summary descriptions of the Mahapurusha. That is here, one very important verse is there, 1125. Shri Krishna, Krishna Sakha, Vishnu Visava, Avanitri, Radhanya Vansadana, Anapabharga Vidya, Govinda Gopavanita, Prajavrutya Gita, Tirtha Srava Sravanaman, Galapahi Vrutya. O Krishna, O friend of Arjuna, O chief among the descendants of Vrishni, you are the destroyer of those political parties that are disturbing the elements of this earth. Your prowess never deteriorates. You are the proprietor of the transcendental abode. And your most sacred glories, which are sung by Vrindavan's cowherd men and women and their servants, bestow all auspiciousness just by being heard. O Lord, please protect your devotees. So, the last chapter of the last canto is 12th chapter. This is the topics of Srimad Bhagavatam summarized. This is called Bhagavata Krama. So, I have also said about this summarized version of Bhagavatam to you. So, here this is described in summaries of Bhagavatam 12th canto. So, in the third text, 33, Sutta Gosam says that Atra Sankirtita Sakshat Sarva Papa Haruhari Narayana Sikesho Bhagavan Satatan Pati. This literature fully glorifies the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari, who removes all his devotees' sinful reactions. The Lord is glorified as Narayana Sikesho and the Lord of the Satvatas. So here you find that some of the very important verses from other cantos are repeated here, just like first canto, fifth chapter, Natas Bhatas Chitta Padam Haredaso, that is repeated here. Also, Tadvaga Visarko Janataga Viplavo, this is also from fifth chapter, first and fifth chapter. And another verse from fifth chapter, Naskarma Pachita Bhagavadism, these three important verses. Sutta Gosvami, so much writes that he repeats these verses. Because this is all summary of Bhagavatam already told. So particularly others are described in short, but these three verses have been described again. So in the end, that is what Sutta Gosvami says, Tadeva Ramya Rujiram Navam Navam Tadeva Saswam Manaso Mahosavam Tadeva Sukha Navaso Sanam Nunam Jaduttam Sloka Rasa Anungiyate. That means, of course, this is not the last chapter. Last chapter is 13th chapter. So here it said that Tadeva Ramyam Ruchiram Navam Navam. The Lord's pastimes are so enchanting that always appears new. Those words describing the glories of the all famous personality of Godhead are attractive, relishable and ever fresh. Indeed, such words are a perpetual festival for the mind and they dry up the ocean of misery. And it said in 55, text 55, that Abhi Smriti Krishna Padaravindayo Kinoti Avadrani Samantanoti Ja Satvasya Suddhim Paramatma Bhaktim Jnanancha Vidyana Viraga Yuktam. Remembrance of Lord Krishna's lotus feet destroys everything inauspicious and awards the greatest good fortune. It purifies the heart and bestows devotion for the Supreme Soul. along with knowledge enriched with realization and renunciation. So here he said that ja etat savet nityam jama kyana ananadi shokamekam tadardhamba padam padatmevava sadhavanto anusunyat punyati atmano nevasava. That means one who with undeviating attention constantly recites this literature at every moment of every hour, as well as one who carefully hears even one verse or a half a verse or a single line or even a half a line, certainly purifies his very self. So this Bhagavatam is so important. So the last chapter is 13th chapter. Here that is glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. Glories are mentioned here. So this one verse is famous, you may be knowing. First verse. Jam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Maruta Sumanti Dipetave Vede Sangapata Kumranishide Gayanti Jang Samagaha Dhyana Vastita Tadati Namanasa Pasanti Jang Yogino Tashanta Nabi Dusra Suragana Devaya Tasmai Namaha. So the person said, unto that personality whom Brahma, Varuna, Indra, Rudra and the Marus praise by chanting transcendental hymns and reciting the Vedas with all their corollaries, Padakramas and Upanishads, to whom the chanters of the Samveda always sing, whom the perfected yogis see within their minds after fixing themselves in trance and observing themselves within him, and whose limit can never be found by any demigod or demon, unto that Supreme Personality of Godhead I offer my humble obeisances. So in the second text it is said, very famous verse, that jasya, prushte brahmiyatmanda mandargiri glavakra kunduyan nidralo kamatakrute bhagavata swasanila pantubaha jasanskara kalanubartana vasat bela nivinam vasan jata cha matandritam jalanide nadhyabhi visramyati. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears as Lord Kurma, a tortoise, his back was scratched by the sharp edged stones lying on massive wheeling Mount Mandara, and this scratching made the Lord sleepy. May you all be protected by the winds caused by the Lord's breathing in this sleepy condition. Ever since that time, even up to the present day, Goshen tides have imitated the Lord's inhalation and exhalation by piously coming in and going out. So, in the 15th text, it says, Sarva Vedanta Saram Hi Sri Bhagavata Nishyate Tadrasam Dutuktasya Nanyatrasya Adrati Kuchet. Srimad Bhagavatam is declared to be the essence of all Vedanta philosophy. One who has felt satisfaction from its nectar and mellow will never be attracted to any other literature. So in text 16 it is said, Nimna Ganam Yatha Ganga Devanam Matyuko Yatha Vaishnavanam Yatha Sambhu Purananam Idam Tatha. Just as the Ganga is the greatest of all rivers, Lord Achyuta is the supreme among the deities, and Lord Sambhu or Sibha is the greatest of Vaishnavas, so Srimad Bhagavatam is the greatest of all Puranas. So, so in the text 18 it is said, Srimad Bhagavatam Brahma Puranam Amalam Jad Vaishnavanam Priyam Jasmin Paramansam Ekam Amalam Jnanam Param Giyate Tatra Jnana Vira Bhakti Saitam Nastar Mema Viskutam Tasunan Shapuran Vicharan Paro Bhaktya Vinti Naraha. Srimad Bhagavatam is a spotless Purana. It is most dear to the Vaishnavas because it describes the pure and supreme knowledge of the Paramahansas. This Bhagavatam reveals the means for becoming free from all material work, together with the process of transcendental knowledge, renunciation and devotion. Anyone who seriously tries to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, who properly hears and chants with devotion, becomes completely liberated. So in the text 21 it says, Yogindraya namastasmai sukaya brahmarupini sansara sarvadashtojo Vishnu Radha Mamuchada. I offer my humble obeisances to Sukadeva Goswami, the best of mystic sages and a personal manifestation of the Absolute Truth, received Maharaj Parikshit, who was bitten by the snake of material existence. So, here is one prayer, 1322. Bhave bhave jatha bhakti padayo tabajayate tatha kurusha devesa natas tvangna jatha prabhu. O Lord of Lords, O Master, please grant us pure devotional service at your lotus feet, life after life. So the last verse is very important. You may be knowing this verse. Nama sankirtanandasya sarva pava pranasanam pranama dukha samanastam namami harim param. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord Hari, the conditional chanting of whose holy names destroys all sinful reactions, and the offering of obeisances unto whom relieves all material suffering. So, by the grace of the Lord, we started Srimad Bhagavatam from on just before Lord Jagannath's Vodana Shasti, because by that time I wanted to go to Bhuvaneswar. So before going, I came here and I started Srimad Bhagavatam to you. And today we are going to complete this Bhagavatam. Today is going to be the day before Gaura Purnami. So by the grace of Guru and Gauranga, and by your help also, we have been able to complete Srimad Bhagavatam to some extent in summarized way. So with this, I offer my obeisances at the lotus feet of the Bhagavatam. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada Maharaj ki, Jai Srila Gurudeva ki, Ananda Koti Vaishnavananda ki, Jai Gaura Purnami ki.
Hare Hare Bol.